Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 114 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, November 3rd, 2011, burning through the last of the saved daylight. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Uncle Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am every Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Well, how are you all doing tonight? I'm doing very well, thank you. It's one piece of good news after another around here. I'll tell you more about that a little later on. But right now, we're going to start things off with the usual piece of show opening business.
There is just one Schlitz. Yeah, yeah, nothing else comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. If you like it light with a big taste too, there's only one brew that will do. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Real gusto in the great light beer Schlitz.
Well, since the very end of August, right before I left on my three-week hiatus, which we all remember with great sadness and regret, my cat, Bodhi, who's a frequent guest here on the program, got beaten up. And he's been beaten up three other times since then by the same cat. Well, today that cat went away. After the fourth attack, I decided it was time to call animal control. Did that, and that little beastie was caught in a trap and hauled away today. And he will not be missed. That little orange monster is no good and no more. And my cat Bodhi is healing nicely from his fever. From 1977, this is Ted Nugent singing all about Bodhi and his cat Scratch Fever.
Sure you come. I hope they come and come away. And I don't know how they do it.
The Nuge, right now on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Thanks for joining me tonight. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're celebrating my cat's release from his living nightmare and the end of all of the scabby itching and scratching in the aftermath of each subsequent attack. He's healing. He's healing. It's a healing experience. Right now, Rufus Thomas, Itch and Scratch. Sure enough, I'm itching, and I'm happy. I'm happy to be itching, because itching is healing. And it's time for some itching. Right now, from 1968, this is Chad and Jeremy. The truth often hurts the heart.
Can't give you love. It's just not there, or even say it's for you. I really care. Your eyes I see begin to smart. Yes, the truth often hurts the heart. A girl I loved, she laughed with me. Said to me, it's the
That is Chet and Jeremy, and that was a little bit of Dead Air, and this is XTC from 1980. Colin Moulding is responsible for this, along with Andy Partridge and the rest of the band. Dave Gregory, you got it. We're going to study no more war, no more. It looks like Herenchi fell out of the chat room. We're losing him now. Gotta get him back somehow. Right now, from 1994. I don't think that's right. I think this is from 1985. But we can look that up later. This is some terrific Merle Haggard. Great song. Crappy production, but I like it anyway.
Could be holding you tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Could quit doing wrong, start doing right. You don't care about what I think. I think I'll just stay here and drink. Hey, button you down, don't square no deal. At least you know the way I feel. Take all the money in the bank. Think I'd just stay here and drink.
Yes.
Listen close and you can hear that loud jukebox playing in my ear. Ain't a woman gonna change the way I think. Think I'd just stay here and drink. Now don't mean a thing. Since love ain't here, don't feel no pain. My mind ain't nothing but a total blank. I think I'd just stay here and drink. Yeah.
Merle, that thing there and sitting in there. He's drinking, I'm drinking, we're all drinking. This is a request. It's going out from my father. He asked to hear this, and I agree. It's the Fifth Dimension. Talking about last night.
Last night, I didn't get to sleep at all.
request for a little bit of love. This is Always See Your Face off of the Love Story compilation, the two-disc anthology, an Arthur Lee composition. Hope you enjoy it.
Won't somebody please help me with my misery? Can somebody see, yeah, what this world has done to me? And
Arthur Lee in Love, and it's from 1967, and another song. How about a Rory Radio staple? We haven't played one of those in a while. We're way overdue. This is Bill Withers. On this one, Bill doesn't wither. Trust me.
She couldn't stand me anymore, so she just took the kids and went. I've got a drinking problem. All the money that we had I spent. Now I must die by my own hand, 'cause I'm not man enough to live alone. Hey, hey, she's better off without me, and I'm better off dead now that she's gone. She gave the most, took the least. She even had the priest come to our home. And I cried and prayed and promised that I'd leave this stuff alone. Now I must leave what I can't face. I hope she finds the kids.
dead now that she's gone. She used to call a friend and cry, and the man cut off the telephone. She'd sit and cry while I went out and pawned the things we own.
That's going to leave a mark, I'm pretty sure.
Take me out to the market. Take me out to the truck. Oh, buy me some peanuts and crackers. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the whole. Even they don't win, it's a game. For it's one, two, three, strike, you're out at the old ball game.
Well, last week, after Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer spent 7 hours in a face-to-face debriefing of 2011 Cubs manager Mike Quatty, followed by subsequent phone calls, I guess it's always followed by something that's subsequent, Theo flew down Monday to Florida to visit with Mike and give him the news that he will not be rejoining the club for 2012. That's right, Mike Quatty, the human testicle, has been given his walking papers. So that raises the obvious question, who will be the 2012 manager for the Chicago Cubs? What's that guy's name? Pat McKinnon is getting an interview. I forget who he works for. Tate will tell me in a moment. And I know that Mike Maddux, the Rangers pitching coach, is probably getting an interview. In a very classy move, Theo Epstein called Chicago Cub former great and baseball Hall of Famer Ryan Sandberg to personally let him know that they would not be going in a direction that involved interviewing him. Actually, Ryan was very, very complimentary about Theo going to the trouble of calling him. He said it was a call. He didn't owe me, and that he was very impressed by that. So we don't know who the manager is going to be. There's a rumor circulating that all of the interviewees for the manager's position will be marched out in front of the Chicago Cubs beat reporters, the Chicago media, for a post-interview press conference, which I certainly hope is a vicious rumor because it's an incredibly stupid idea. I don't think Theo Epstein needs to see what kind of rapport these candidates can develop in a 15-minute contrived media opportunity to decide whether or not they're qualified for the job. Certainly, when you consider that the kind of questions they'd be asked in a press conference like that bear no resemblance whatsoever to post-game press conferences. They would all be just asked, you know, what makes you a good fit for this job? And then what? They're going to ask them hypotheticals. How would you handle this or that? I don't think so. It's just a stupid idea. So things are moving forward. The whole off-season thing's going to be really, really fascinating for Cubs fans. I feel sorry for everybody else because you don't have super friends running your program, and that's a shame. And that's this week's Chicago Cubs baseball report. What have we here? Back-to-back weeks with the Nebraska Cornhusker report? Well, Nebraska gave Michigan State what for last weekend in Lincoln. This weekend in Lincoln, it's NU versus NU as Northwestern comes to town for what I presume will be a blowout, taking the Huskers to 8-1 on the year and solidifying their tie for first place in the Big Ten something. I can't get those division names straight because they're stupid. And that's this week's Husker report.
Where the pavement ends, the West begins. Black Rodeo.
We fought side by side, many of them died. Nobody ever told you there were black cowboys.
Rodeo with special appearances by Woody Strode.
It was the first time that the blacks could run in and say, boss, the Indians are coming.
And Muhammad Ali.
I want y'all to saddle up and ride out. I'm the new sheriff in this town. I'm a bad nigga.
Black Rodeo with music by Aretha Franklin, B.B. King, Ray Charles, and Little Richard. If nobody ever told you there were black cowboys, see Black Rodeo from Cinerama Releasing, rated G, general audiences.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. Well, as you certainly know by now, the wonderful white-winged warrior, through no fault of his own, has suddenly become the invisible wonderful white-winged warrior. And while the fearless feathered fighter seeks medical help for this problem in the office of the police commissioner of Midland City...
Yes, Washington? Oh, yes. One moment, please. Commissioner.
Yes, I am.
You have an important...
And you are my secretary.
Right. You have an important call from Washington.
And I have an important call from Washington.
It's the chief.
Oh, yes.
Good morning, chief. How are your birds? Cats? Dogs? Right. What do you want? What? Where? Hold on.
Yes, Commissioner.
Miss Helfinger, this is the Commissioner.
Right, and I'm your secretary.
You're my secretary. Quickly, we must summon the fantastic feathered fighter.
Commissioner.
The most diabolical and vicious plot to destroy the world has been uncovered.
The winged warrior.
Has there ever been a moment of greater crisis for the whole great big world?
Commissioner.
I'm not finished.
Go ahead.
No, there hasn't.
The winged warrior.
Therefore, we must summon the only person who can save us all.
The.
From this death.
Winged.
Worse than fate. Okay, that's it.
Fine. The winged warrior isn't available.
Why not?
Because he's invisible and the maternal marauder has taken him for medical help.
Hello, Chief. Guess what? No, you have two more. One more. Nope. Give up. Okay, we can't save the world. Fine, I'll stay in touch.
Miss Helfinger, we must learn whether the winged warrior has found help.
All right.
Use the chicken communicator.
Okay. Open channel C, please.
Channel C?
The chicken channel.
Right.
Hello, this is the invisible white-winged warrior.
Where are you?
I'm in the doctor's office, Miss Helfinger. They just took x-rays.
The commissioner wants to know if there's any progress.
Well, I do have a prescription for the doctor.
What did he say?
Take two aspirin and call him first thing in the morning.
Well. Will those two aspirins be able to find Chicken Man's invisible little bloodstream? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken Man!
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
WCFL, Chicago.
So, 40 years ago this week in the greater Chicago area on the Big Ten Music Survey, the number 40 song was this one by Sweat Hog. It's Hallelujah.
Hey!
You know, I really like Indian food, and apparently so does Ronnie Spector. This is Ronnie singing about tandoori chicken. Time for some Bob.
Well, you can't read out your Bible. You can fall down on your knees and pray to the Lord, but I'm on my buddy, it ain't gonna do no good. You're gonna need my help someday. Well, if you can't quit your sinning, with your low-down way. You can run down to the desert, you can stick your head in the sand, you can raise up your right hand, but your good man ain't a-coming home. You better understand, you're gonna need my help someday, someday. You're gonna need my help someday. Well, if you can't quit your sin, please quit your low-down way. Knock on the president's gate for the mama, but you know it's gonna be too late. You're gonna need my help someday, my help someday. Well, if you can't quit your sinning, please quit your low-down ways. And you can't hitchhike on the highway, you can stand all alone by the side of the road, try to flag a ride back home, burn a mama, but you ain't gonna ride in my car no more. You're gonna need my help someday. Oh yes, yeah. Well, if you can't quit your sinning, please quit your low down way. So you can read out your hymn book, you can hold out to the Lord for the mama, but it ain't gonna do no good. You're gonna need my help someday. Oh, wait and see. If you can't quit your sinning, please quit your low down way.
That That's Bob. Right now, this is Georgie Fame from 1970. His version of a Mose Allison song, Seventh Son.
Everybody's talking about the seventh son. In the whole round world, there's only one. And I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son. I can tell your future, it will come to pass. I can do things for you, make your heart feel glad. Look in the sky, predict the rain. I can tell when a woman's got another man. I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one they call the seventh son. I can talk these words that will sound so sweet. They will even make your little heart skip a beat. I can heal the sick and raise the dead. And make little girls talk out their heads. I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son. That will sound so sweet. They will even make your little heart skip a beat. I can heal the sick and raise the dead. And make little girls talk out their heads. I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son. I'm the one, I'm the one. They call us seven sons.
It is no secret that we're big Harry Nilsson fans here at Hinky Dinky Time Radio. We're going to hear a Harry song, but Harry ain't singing it. This is off the For the Love of Harry tribute album. It's Everybody Sings Nilsson. Nilsson. I like saying Nilsson. This is Jerry Beckley of the band America, aided by Robert Lamb of the band, say Land and Bam. Robert Land of the Bam, Chicago. And Carl Wilson of the Beach Boys on Without Her.
She'll be there, but she never comes. Then I wake up and wipe the sleep from my eyes, and I rise to face another day without her. Set a table for one, it's no fun. And you have to spend a day without her. Without her. Three birds, the great balloon, it took us to the moon. Such a beautiful thing, but it's ended now. And it sounds like a lie. But still, I'd rather die than think without her. It's a beautiful thing when it knows how to swing and it moves like a clock. But the hands of the clock tell the lovers to part, and it's breaking my heart.
to have to spend a day without her. She'll be there, but she never comes. And I wake up and wipe the sleep from my eyes, and I rise to face another day. Without her.
Time to start slowly winding things down on this week's episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Right now, from 1984, this is Elvis Costello with The Attractions, featuring Daryl Hall of Hall & Oates on one of Elvis's better-known songs here in the United States. See if you recognize it.
Got my mind on the mess, and I heard her say, "Midnight and God bless." She's not the only flame in town.
She's not the only flame
in the world. We never quarreled. I'm miles away. Now here's tomorrow. She's not the only. Should have struck a magic gun to burn down the whole place. Now you're not the only flame.
She's not the only flame.
But you blew out a goal to my heart to the cinder. And with each passing day, you're less tender and more tender. Now you're not the only flame. She's got to stop thinking now.
You're not the only flame in town, and my flame's about to burn down to the candlestick. We're going to have time for just one more song. This is Horace Heidt and his Musical Nights from many, 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 many years ago.
Goodbye now, goodbye now. I thought the party was divine. I spent the evening forgetting the time. I can't deny, but now goodbye. Goodbye now, goodbye now. The trip by taxi wasn't far. We'd linger longer if I had a car. It's no use to cry, and now goodbye. There's one advantage to our leaving. It brings about a special kiss. I hope that this will be eternally a momentary parting, just a second, then we're starting. So goodbye now, goodbye now. It's just a moment that we're apart. To make it certain, I'll leave you my heart. But for now, it's just goodbye now. One advantage to our leaving, it brings about a special kiss. I hope that this will be eternally a momentary parting, just a second, then we're starting. So goodbye now,
goodbye,
goodbye.
Bye.
It's just a moment that we're apart. To make it certain, I'll leave you my heart. But for now, it's just goodbye now.
Goodbye.
And that's going to do it for this week's Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Feel free to stick around for the post-show encore performance beginning right after Johnny.
I'm a human radio station, and I don't want to have to repeat this no more.
Thursday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there. A sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing. Mystic fate combined to make you mine.